and only Dennis. He one among the first to settle in Wilton. Plymouth old was a man that settled in there, and Mr. mother was she married Mr. Grace husband. Mother was but her and them and my folks was cousins. They're all cousins. There's two different sets of the come in there and settle. John A. and Clement L.
So both your mother's father and your mother were from the Carolinas?
Right.
One of them was from Tennessee?
Well, no, my grandfather was raised at only Tennessee. But my great-grandfather come from the Carolinas, you see. Clement L. John A. John L. or John R. was my grandfather. And he was born and raised down there at Olney, and then died over on Pretty Creek.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother was a my grandmother. But my great-grandmother, now, I don't know who she was, but she was Clement L. was my great-grandfather.
Your mother's mother was from the... Where?
Now, my mother's mother was raised here in Hickman County.
Uh-huh.
But practically all the settlers here at Round Olney and up and down Sugar Creek. Now, there's some of them come in here from Virginia. Come from Virginia to Hickman County and settle down here at the mouth of this creek.
Uh-huh.
And he died there in October of 1834 and was buried just west of old furnace. Because a lady come in here from Michigan about 2 or 3 years ago, and she'd got all this history run down through the Census Bureau. And where he come from Virginia, and then on into Tennessee, East Tennessee, and then into Hickman County, and then settled on the mouth of Sugar Creek, and died in 1834 and was buried just west of Old Furnace. Well, there'd been some dispute here about when the old furnace was built. And I told some of them, argued and put a little piece in the paper once in a while and said around the turn of the century. Well, I knew better than that. My father moved here the 20th day of January, 69, and I knew that the old furnace had been there a long time before he came here because he knew quite a bit of history about this country in here. So they drifted here from Virginia and the Carolinas, and most of the people that settled in here. The were the first people that settled over here, and then the in here, and there's more at one time in this community than any other name, and now there's not a lives nowhere in this community. They're all gone, but they settled in here, and they went everywhere over the country, you know. They scattered out. This man that come from Oklahoma City in here trying to find the cemetery, I believe, did I tell you about him trying to locate and find where the people were buried, his full parents and all. And they do that, they come back here trying to locate. They check back the records, you see, and then they don't know where the graveyard is at, where the cemetery is at, and where they're buried at. That's what they come here to hunt me up to see, for me to show them where the places is at, where that their parents, and they can find, some places they can find the gravestones, you see. And naturally, then, by hand-me-downs, I know where some of them buried at. My father, before me, just yesterday, there was a man talking about finding a cemetery back over here in the woods, 3 or 4 miles from here, and he didn't know it was in there in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he run up on it in there, and I told him, I said, well, yes, I said, that's a graveyard. I said, the old man Frank was buried there in November of 1900. And as my father said, that was the hardest grave he ever had digged. It's a dry spell and it's rocky up there, and that's the longest grave I've ever seen dug in this country. It's remarkable. And he didn't know. I said, that's the beginning of the cemetery there.